Hare Krishna. Second guessing oneself doesn't reflect caution. It reflects confusion. Second guessing oneself means that say a person is driving a car and then they come to a fork and they take a right turn. And after taking the right turn, they are looking back. Should I be going this way? Should I not be going this way? They are driving half-heartedly. And this is taken a decision, but they keep second-guessing oneself. Maybe I should be doing this. Maybe I should not be doing this. Now, they may say, I am being cautious. No, I don't want to go on the wrong track. Yes, it's possible that we may go on the wrong track and we need to be cautious. But at the same time, second-guessing it just reflects confusion. It basically reflects, more often than not, we don't know what we are to do. We don't know where we are to go. So in life does not come with guarantees of right decisions. Now we're just propelled into life. You know, we're put into situations and we have to take decisions. Should I do this? Should I do that? We can use our God-given intelligence. We can consult with our mentors. But ultimately, we don't know what the future holds for us. So, we have to move forward. Whatever course of action we take, we have to take it wholeheartedly. Even if it is the right course of action, if we do it half-heartedly, it will not work. And we will not make it work. Because anything which is important is often challenging. It requires serious commitment. So, if we are always second-guessing ourselves, then even if we are on the right track, we will take a very long time to reach to the destination. If you're going ahead, stopping, turning back, it will not work. And it's also possible sometimes that we may make wrong decisions. But after we make a wrong decision, what do we do after that? We learn from it and then we do course correction. Now, if say, instead of we are meant to go left, we are gone the right. As soon as we come to know about it, we do course correction and come back on the right path. So, now if we have executed due caution in terms of thinking with our intelligence, consulting somebody whom we consider reliable, and then we take a decision. After that, if somehow the decision turns out to be wrong, it's not that we have to beat ourselves up. That means we go through a growing process where we also learn how to better take decisions. But ultimately, life will always put us in situations where we have to take decisions. And unless we commit ourselves to whatever decision we are taking, we will never be able to achieve our potential. Now, if you are always fearful of making mistakes, and the end result will be that we will never make anything in our life. To do anything, we have to risk making mistakes and we have to move forward with determination. So, if you are always second guessing ourselves, we shouldn't think that is caution. That reflects caution. That reflects confusion. Confusion means we have not done our inner homework. We have not thought through ourselves. Why am I doing something? Why am I taking this particular decision? If we have done our homework, then we will be convinced. This is the reason why I am doing this. And if I am proven to be wrong, I am ready to correct myself. But then I learn what was wrong in my decision and how I could have taken a better decision. So, it's not necessary that every decision has to be a right decision. Sometimes we may take a wrong decision, but if we have gone through the right process of deliberation before we make the decision, then we will learn how to make better decisions. But if you don't make any decision itself, life will keep flowing onwards. You know, if you are in a car, you might be able to stop the car and you wait till somebody comes along and then ask them which way to go. But in life, we can't stop life. Life will keep moving along. And if we just get caught in second guessing ourselves, we will not move anywhere in our life. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about living in confusion as a characteristic of the mode of ignorance. In 18.35 it says, Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedha dhuti saparta tamasi. So those who are always fearful, bhayam, shokam, those who are always lamenting, vishadam, those who are morose, those are always pessimistic. Oh, what if this decision goes wrong? What if that decision goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? Those who are always negative like this, they are in the mode of ignorance and their intelligence, their determination is misdirected and they cannot achieve anything constructive. So, rather than second guessing ourselves constantly, we can think deeply, take a conscious decision, and then move forward wholeheartedly on the decision, but keep our eyes open. If we find that something indicates the decision is wrong, and then we are ready to do course correction. But rather than second guessing ourselves, we take tangible steps to move forward, and then later on in due course of time, we can take a second look at ourselves, but not constantly keep paralyzing ourselves by second guessing. So, second guessing ourselves constantly is in the mode of ignorance. Being capable of taking a second look at ourselves from an objective perspective, that is in the mode of goodness. And that is what is developed when we become more spiritual. When we get connected with Krishna, the Supreme Reality, through the practice of bhakti, then we get a higher perspective at our own life, at ourselves. And thus we can, having faith in Krishna, that we are having intention to serve Krishna, we want to grow towards Him, we take decisions. And even if they turn out to be wrong, with His guidance, He will give us the intelligence by which how we can do course correction and how can we can even do better decisions in future. Thank you. Hare Krishna.